I know how overwhelming it is to search for information on diabetes on the internet. Being told to eat healthier sounds so vague. Everywhere you look, there's conflicting information, or people are trying to sell you vitamins or supplements. It can feel really hard to figure out what to do, what's true, and what's not. Look no further because we are here to present you the hard facts, specifically when it comes to diabetes. My name is Charmaine, and I'm a registered dietitian that helps people reverse type 2 diabetes.
And my name is Galia. I'm a coach in the Reversing Diabetes program, specializing in exercise.
And today we're going to talk about the impact of plant-based diets on weight loss and diabetes health. So let's talk a little bit about plant-based as a potent tool for weight loss. In recent years, the plant-based diet has gained immense popularity, driven by a growing awareness of its positive impact on both personal health and the environment. Rooted in a foundation of whole plant-derived foods such as fruits, vegetables, grains, legumes, nuts, and seeds, this dietary shift has become synonymous with a holistic approach to well-being. Get ready to discover the nourishing secrets that could redefine your relationship with food and transform your health journey. Let's start with how a plant-based diet is one of the most potent tools in your weight loss journey. A calorie is a calorie, but where that calorie comes from matters. The average human stomach has a capacity of 0.5 liters, but it can stretch to fit 1 liter of food. The problem with our healthcare system and with society is that when we're trying to lose weight, we're simply told to eat less. We've all experienced trying to lose weight, trying to eat less, and feeling incredibly frustrated because we don't feel full. With plant-based foods, some foods are so low in caloric density that it is practically impossible to overeat. The volume of food we would need to consume to be in a caloric surplus would be so vast that our stomach just wouldn't have the capacity to hold that food. Take this example. You could meet a caloric goal of 2,000 calories by consuming 1 liter tub of strawberry ice cream. In order to reach that caloric goal of 2,000 calories, eating whole strawberries, you would need to eat 44 cups of strawberries. And I don't know who can do that. In a nutshell, a large part of the struggle when trying to lose weight is this constant narrative of restriction. It is healthier and more fulfilling instead to focus on eating more healthy, plant-based, low-calorie density foods.
The second point that we want to go over is how plant-based diets are naturally high-fiber diets. And this is something that we've spoken a lot about before, but to kind of recap, right? So less than 5% of Americans reach the recommended minimum daily intake of fiber. This matters because it practically means that 95% of Americans are starving their gut microbiome. So why should we care about that, right? Like, why is it important if we are effectively starving our gut microbiome? Fiber is defined as plant polysaccharides, so complex carbohydrates from plants that are resistant to the hydrolysis, the breakdown of human digestive enzymes. In layman's terms, fiber is a type of complex plant carbohydrate that us humans do not have the digestive enzymes to break down. So what fiber does for us is it enhances the feeling of fullness by expanding the stomach, right? Potentially slowing down the process of gastric emptying, which is one of those key determining factors of post-meal, postprandial blood glucose. Another way that fiber boosts satiety is by undergoing fermentation in the intestinal tract through the microflora, leading to the production of short-chain fatty acids. Now, these short-chain fatty acids then engage with a particular type of receptor that contributes to the mechanisms that help us feel full. So this interaction may play a role in the increased production of hormones that are related to the feeling of satiety, the feeling of being full. Essentially, plant-based diets are naturally rich in dietary fiber. Fiber is found in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and seeds. Fiber adds bulk to meals, promoting satiety by expanding our stomach, right? And reducing overall calorie intake. Moreover, it slows down digestion, keeping you full for longer time and curbing overeating.
And plant-based diets also help us easily reduce intake of processed foods. Plant-based diets inherently emphasize whole, minimally processed foods, steering individuals away from the typical pitfalls of heavily processed and refined options. Processed foods often contain high levels of added sugars, unhealthy fats, and empty calories, contributing to weight gain and making it challenging to achieve and maintain a healthy weight. In a plant-based diet, the focus on fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and seeds means a higher intake of nutrient-dense foods in their natural state. Whole foods retain their fiber, vitamins, minerals, and other beneficial compounds, providing essential nutrients without unnecessary additives. And this emphasis on nutrient density not only supports overall health, but also helps in weight management by promoting a sense of fullness and satisfaction with fewer calories. By minimizing or eliminating processed and refined foods, individuals on a plant-based diet often experience a shift in their eating habits. They're more likely to consume meals that are not only satisfying, but also nutritionally rich, contributing to a sustainable and health-conscious approach to weight loss. The absence of processed foods reduces the likelihood of consuming excess calories and promotes better control over portion sizes, aligning with the fundamental principles of effective weight management.
And the last point that we're going to go over here is how plant-based diets are thermogenic. So certain plant-based foods possess thermogenic properties, meaning that they have the ability to slightly elevate the body's metabolic rate and increase caloric expenditure through heat production. While the impact of individual foods on thermogenesis might be modest, the cumulative effect can be noteworthy over time, aiding in weight loss efforts. And here's how this process works. For example, starting with spices and herbs. Some spices commonly found in plant-based diets, such as chili peppers, ginger, and cinnamon, contain compounds that can increase thermogenesis. For example, capsaicin in chili peppers has been shown to boost metabolism and enhance calorie burning. Take high fiber vegetables. So certain high fiber vegetables like celery, cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts can have a thermogenic effect. The body expends energy to digest and process these fibrous foods, contributing to a slightly higher calorie burn during digestion, offsetting the amount of calories consumed. Take low energy density foods now. So many plant-based foods naturally are low in energy density, meaning that they provide fewer calories for a given volume. Foods with low energy density, such as leafy greens and non-starchy vegetables, often require more energy for chewing and digestion, contributing to that increased thermogenesis that we're talking about. So while the impact of thermogenic foods alone may not be a major driver of weight loss, incorporating these foods through a plant-based diet can complement other strategies such as calorie control or physical activity. It adds that extra layer of support for individuals looking to enhance their metabolic rate and create a more effective environment for weight management or weight loss within the context of a plant-based lifestyle.
To conclude, plant-based diets actually offer more positive effects on weight loss through 1, providing us with nutrient-dense, low-calorie, yet high volume food options that allow us to eat a large volume of food while still being in a caloric deficit, increasing the amount of fiber in our diet, creating bulk that promotes satiety and helps us reduce overall calorie intake. Fiber also slows digestion, keeping us fuller for longer. It also helps us reduce intake of processed foods that can easily lead us to consume more calories, added sugars and fats. And lastly, it helps us increase thermogenesis, which over time can contribute to weight loss efforts. All of this being said, increasing the amount of plant foods in your diet will not only help you get to your weight loss goal, but also help you feel more fulfilled in your weight loss journey. All in all, eat your plants and let the rest take care of itself. If you like what you heard in this episode and can spare 60 seconds to give us a great review so that the podcast can reach more people, we'd really appreciate it as it can help us change many more lives.